You figure out the answer, it's pretty obvious. I hope it's obvious. I mean, I hope it's right. Anyway, that's what I assume. So that was the trick. No time to prepare. Okay, so we have here a Ramban and Ritva. So let's read the Maor Mikaymis. And basically, they changed the whole sugya around. The question is, if Ramban and Ritva are saying the same thing or not? That's what we're going to have to clear. So the Ramban says as follows. Ramban has a kasha. It says, V'yom shechar beis hamikdash, the nevuah was taken away from the neviim, but from the chachamim it wasn't taken away. So pashup shat is that the chachamim still have nevuah. So the shaila is, so who was it taken away from? Because you can't be a navi without a chacham. That is a rule. That's what it says in the Nedarim. Ein hakadosh baruch hu ma'asher shchinaso et al chacham. So nothing changed. The Achamim still have Nevuah. Before, the Achamim who are still Nevi'im. And at the time of before Beis HaMikdash was also only the Achamim who are Nevi'im. So nothing changed. So that's his Kasha. So his answer that before the Beis HaMikdash there were people with the word Achamim that had Nevuah. Right, it says in the Gemara in the Daran that only a Chacham has Nevuah. So that's without Hefzik. But there would be temporary Nevuah. So there was, before the Chorban, there were two Nevi'im. There were people who weren't Hachamim that had Nevuah. There were people who were Hachamim who had also Nevuah. It wasn't a higher level of Nevuah, it was just a more constant Nevuah. They had constant Nevuah. So, and that continues after the Chorban. So we still have Chachamim who have this constant Nevuah. There's nothing changed. When it comes to the Chachamim, everything remains the same. And the change is only the people that are not Chachamim. That's his first answer. Okay. That's it. V'yesha t'shivu she'ena koshu ma'ashra shchinasa blo hefzik. El ha'chacham. So that's pshat in the Gemara in Nedarim. Avonavish al shlichus, that was even without a chacham. And that, ein achinami, that stopped. But the first one of the nevuah of a chacham didn't stop. And that's what it means, that the nevuah was not taken from the chacham. The ein daiti neicha, says Ramban, I don't like this. El ha'chikamar. Av al bishen not the nevuas neviim shu amare v'achizayin nevuas shemirazayin nevuas hachamishri derech hachachmad al nitna and a yoydim wa emes beruach hakodesh shebekirba. Okay, this is very important. What does this mean? So let's stop. Let's skip it for a minute. Let's read the Ritva. Ritva says, skipping in the Ritva, Nitna Rachamim, Pirish, the second paragraph in the Ritva, Sheyesh Shehisigu Besichlam, so that's a big word, Dvarim Harbe, Shein Koyach HaSeecho HaTivi Rasigim, V'chocham Adav Minavi, Pirish Mi Oso Navi, Shein O Koach Liros Asidus, Okay. Not sure why he brings it around, but so let's believe that. We'll discuss it. Anyway, so what are the Ritva saying? Ritva is saying totally revolutionizing the whole sugya. That when it says in the Gemara that miyom shen chora beis hamigdash does not mean that the Achamim still have Nevuah. 100% not like the Eitzer Gainei Svart. Okay, Eitzer Gainei Svart is going like maybe the other people. But the 100%, the Eitzer Gainei Svart was saying that the Gemara means that there's Mamish Nevuah. The Achamim have Nevuah. Maybe a lower level of Nevuah, but it's Mamish like a Nevuah. That's what the Gemara means. Pashib Shahat, that well, okay, we'll see. But the Ritva is saying, no, that's not pshat. They don't get nevuah. They get figuring out through shesigu b'sichlam. Means they have to do haravanya. They have to work. They have to spend hours and hours thinking. And they have to mechadesh. They don't wake up in a dream. Oh, I got a dream. I woke up in the morning and it popped into my head. No. That's not derech yasigu b'sichlam. They figure it out with their seichel. Except that if shot is the ain't go up is seichel ativin asigim. Their seichel, their IQ, so to speak, goes up. They figure out that the human brain is not so smart to figure that out, but they figured it out. So they get this amazing kayach that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Achamim, siyata deshmaya, that their brains work better. And the asigo besichlam, that's what I think in Ritva is saying, that their seichel, their seichel where it figures out, is nothing to do with nevuah, no shaychus to nevuah. It's like a nevuah in a sense that it's not their, it's a special, you know, that abiderech hateva, they could have never gotten it. But a nevuah is you sit there, you go to sleep, and you wake up in the morning, you have a dream, or even when you're awake, you have some kind of, you know, you're some kind of, you know, exactly, I don't know what happens. You get this maren and a chizon, like the Rabban says, you're in the some kind of trance, and you see something appears to you. You didn't work for it. It's told to you, nothing. You know, but this is biyasigo besichlam. They figured out with their seichel, but it's beyond the keiach seichel. That's what I think. The Ritva, there's a Chassam Sofer which I should have maybe put on the Maariv Mekayimis, but that would be giving away too much. But I think he says that in the quote in the tshuva, but we'll have to check. But anyway, but that's the that's what I would like to claim the Ritva is saying. The question is that what the Ramban was saying? So this is where we have to, you know, figure out. The Ramban's Havamina was definitely not like, well, the Ramban's Havamina was at its full-fledged Nevuah. And then he's saying that it's, and his Kasha was that only the Achamim had Nevuah in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. He said, no, there were people that weren't Achamim that also had Nevuah. But the Achamim's Nevuah after the Beis Korban, Beis HaMikdash, is the same as before the Korban, Pashup Shan, the Ramban's Havamina. So Ramban's Havamina is that the Achamim have full-fledged Nevuah. Oh, the Ramban's Maskana is that it's not Nevuah. Nevuah is Shumara v'chizayin, Nevuah is Nevi'in Shumara v'chizayin. But this is something. This is Nevuah's Achamim should be Derech Achamim al Nitna. And a Yodim Emes Beruach HaKadosh should be Kerba. So I don't know. So the Yodim Emes Beruach HaKadosh should be Kerba. So the question is he saying the same as the Ritva? Or is he saying it slightly different? In other words, I would like to claim, obviously, and I'm not claiming it's 100% mukhruch, but I would like to claim that there's a slight difference between the Ritva and the Ramban. The Ramban is saying yasigo besichlam, means that their brain had to work to figure this out. They had a sweat, right? The Ritva is sort of like, you know, the what we saw in the Beinu Gershon and the Rimigash, it comes from the Chokhmah, but the we'll see. But the Ramban, I would like to claim that the Ramban is not saying that they get it from necessarily that they sat and worked. He's just saying that it wasn't just a mar and a chizam, but yoydem emes beruach hakodesh shebekerem. Somehow or another, I just know it. My brain intuitively, I know it, it's instinctively. Right? In other words, what I would like to claim is there are three shitas here. The first shita is Rabban's Havamina. Rabban's Havamina is that it's what Gemara means that the Achamim have mamish nevuah, even bisman hazeh. Nevuah was not taken away. The other extreme is the Ritva. It has no shaykhus to nevuah. It means you have to work, you have to have haravanya, you have to sit and sweat, and you have to spend hours and hours, but you get siyata d'shmaya, that your brain works better than it would normally work. You're able to figure out things that you're according to your IQ you could have never figured out. You know, the human brain based on the teva would not have figured it out. You wouldn't be able to remember so much. The brain is Hashem stretches the power of the brain. But I would think in the Ritva you have to mamish work. In the Ramban, the Maskana, he just says, he says something, you get this Ruach, you get it with you get it with Ruach HaKodesh. Ritva doesn't mention anything about Ruach HaKodesh. Ritva just says that Hashem, you know, the Seicha works beyond the Teva. I would like to claim that the Ramban is saying it's like you just there's somehow you have knowledge. It's not like a dream that you were told something from Hashem, but rather you just I just know it. I just know it on my own. I just intuitively I have the intuitive knowledge. Yodina emes, but Ruach HaKodesh should be kerbon. Ruach HaKodesh tells me that this is right. Okay, that's what I would like to claim. We'll see why that makes a difference. So what comes out? Let's put anything there. If we assume this three shot, then not to anything else, everything is just dominoes. So now let's go through the chet. We started out at the end. We have this interesting machlokes, Rashi and the Rabbeinu Gershon. Rashi says at the end that the Gemara says that he as far as Halev he abodo b'nevuah, that he was zeicha in nevuah to understand the he got this reasoning. He says it couldn't have been just a lucky guess because he understood the reasoning, so it must be it was in nevuah. Okay, Rabbeinu Gershom on the other hand said. That Rabbeinu Gershom said Vadai me rov hachmaso kamar. So it came a rov hachmaso. So we said that's a tremendous tira with Rashi. Rashi says it's me nevuah. Rabbeinu Gershom says it's me rov hachmaso. And the Arimi Gash also seemed to say that the Gemara said, "Asikasha, Dilma Hachmilsa, Lav Me Hachma Hu Da Amra." And the answer is, it is Me Hachma, and Me Hachma Da Amra Le. So the Rabbeinu Gershon and the Rimi Gash are learning like what we're saying in the Ritva, that you're really getting it from Chachma. It's not in a Vua. You're getting it from Chachma. Just Hashem gave you more Chachma. Hashem gives you, increases your IQ. Hashem gives you some kind of bracha that your brain is works like you become this super genius. But it's meroiv chachma. You figured it out from chachma. You didn't come in nevuah. Rashi is not like that. Rashi would be either pshat one or pshat two. That it was like a nevuah popped into your head. It was a nevuah, didn't come from my chachma, it was a nevuah. So each is very nice. There's a machlekes rishayim here. Pashup Shad in the Shita Mekubet says, when the Shita Mekubet has said, is Kloimar Divrei Neviyos Haim, is also he's learning like a simple nevuah. So there's, what we have is that, in other words, we know the Ramban is Havamina, learned this Pasha Nevuah. Pashup Shah the Shita Mukubat says when he says Divrei Nevi'ah means a simple Nevuah, just Divrei Nevi'ah, that's all. The Eitzer Gaine Sfard is bringing here this Pshat. He's learning it's just a regular Nevuah. So we did the Shita, one Shita is Nevuah. So that would be Pashup Shah in Rashi also. Rashi learns it's a Nevuah. That's Pashup Shah. Maybe Rashi could be Pshat number two too, I don't know. But Pashup Shah will be better if it's say like Rashi's Pshat number one, that it's Tama Nevuah. And the Rabbeinu Gershon, the Rimi Gash, are like the Ritva, that it's like Kirt. It's from your Chachma. It didn't come from Nevuah, it came from your Chachma. I said, why is it called Nevi'ah? Because the Hashem gave you more Chachma. But it's Derech Chachma. And you figured it out. They're very midwimi. Rov Chachmasam. The way Rabbeinu Gershon says it, it's really sharp. It's more. It's even clearer than the Ritva. You figured it out, may Rov Chachmasam, because Hashem increased your IQ. It's Rov Chachmasam. You add the Rov Chachmasam is what did it. It's not that it just fell into your head. It was based on your chokmah. I'm not that smart. Hashem made you Rav Chokmah. So Hashem made you. That's what the Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Gershon, I think, is even clearer than the Ritva. Hashem gives you this Rav Chokmah. So, and now it's May Rav Chokmah. So you figured it out. That's what the Rabbi Gash is saying too. It's May Chokmah. You figured it out. Okay. So now let's go through the questions. So all the questions, I think, are answered. There, we'll see. We started out with a question that why in the world doesn't Tosfos and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that it's a Gnai? We pointed out that that's very daichik, because according to that, what's a Hemshech? Rashi says, I forgot to mention yesterday, slipped my mind, Rashi, that Rashi says clearly the Hemshech is because here is Nevuah and here is Nevuah. But it's according to Tosfos, it seems to be a very, very Daichik Hemshech, because this Nevuah is a Gnai and this Nevuah is a Shrach. How can you go ahead, just because it's the same word Nevuah, it means totally different things. So it's a very, very Daichik. So Tosfos has to make a very, very big Daichik by saying it's a Gnai. What was his Hechruch? His Hechruch was from the Gemara in Bechiris. So the question we had is, what's the big riot from the Gemara in Bechiris? Tosfos and Ervin gave a very simple answer to the Gemara in Bechiris. Gemara in Bechiris is a different lashon. The Gemara in Bechiris says over there, also divrayim kid divray nevi'ahs. So it's not saying it's nevi'ahs. It's just also kid divray nevi'ahs. So it's obviously not Nevi'ahs. If anything, the simple mashmois of that Gemara is that it's not Nevi'ahs. Because it just says, kid. It's you made kid. So it means it's not Nevi'ahs. So obviously it's not, so it's not the Shrach. He's not saying it's Nevi'ahs. He's Bedafka saying it's not Nevi'ahs. So what's Tosfos' problem? If anything, I would say the simple mashmois of the Gemara in Bechiris is mashma that it's not Nevi'ahs. So the Chiddush is obvious. That's what Pasha Tosfos and Ervin is saying. Teretz is, very Pasha, is that Tosfos, we're saying, is the Shitas, the Ritva, the Rimigash, Rabbeinu Gershon. That different, when we say that Chochom is Shvach, is also not Nevi'ahs, like the Nevi'ahs of the time of when Nevuah, like the time of the Beis HaMikdash, of where you got came to you. It means Derech Chachma. So then, even the Shrach, when the Gemara said, when they said that after the Korban Beis HaMikdash, when the Gemara said before, when Rav Avdimi Ben Chaifa said, he was definitely saying a Shrach, that the Nitna Achamim, he doesn't mean Achamim Derech Nevuah. He means something different than Nevuah. Even he meant it's only like Nevuah. When he said Nitna Nevuah, Nevi'ah, and Nitna Achamim, he doesn't mean real Nevuah. He means only something like Nevuah, because this is completely different than Nevuah. Nevuah is you know, plops into your head, and this is your chokhmah, you figured it out. So the fact that the Gemara in Bechayra said that it's also kid divrei nevuah, there's no, that's not a problem. That's fakir. That's very glatt to mean the shvach. To mean, I'm sorry, you know, there's to mean the it would be, it's the same lashon. It would be the same lashon. So it's not at all any clear. In other words, if you held, and in other words, it's saying this. If you learn that when we say the shvach, we mean that it's mamish nevuah. So then the lashon in Bechoris is definitely not a shvach, because in Bechoris it's definitely not saying that nevuah. But if you say the shvach is that it's like a nevuah, like the Ritva, but it's not really a nevuah. So then, Bechoris is the exact same lashon, because even the shvach is saying it's only like a nevuah. So the Bechoris also says kedivrei, and yet you see in Bechoris they use that lashon to gnai. So therefore, Tosfos is stuck. There's no difference. You can't say, well, it says kedivrei, because here also when Rav Avdimi ben Chaifa said nitna lachamim, he also meant nitna nachamim kin nevuah. He didn't mean they gave him mamish nevuah. It's kin nevuah. So it's the same lashon in both places. It's the exact same lashon. So they mean the same thing. So therefore, Tzivos here felt they have to mean the same. Tzivos an Ervin who makes a split. So the way I would like to say it, the nicest way of saying it is that Tzivos an Ervin is the easiest way would be to say he's pshat number one, except it's not Masma Tzivos Ervin number one. So that's because of the was pointed out, and that's why that he's not pshat number one, because he starts out there in the beginning of Tzivos. Ain hachma gezusha meivin achare kokach svarim uetes uruach hakodesh amar. So he says, "Maven lechadek swerim what the bracha kodesh kamar." But I would still like to claim that he's maybe pshat number two, because he's bringing in ruach hakodesh. Again, the Ritva doesn't bring in ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh amar. In other words, it just the ruach hakodesh puts this information into your head, so it's also like neviyas. In other words, I would like to claim to make it nicer, more beautiful, is that Tosfos, if you would learn pshat number one or pshat number two, it's then the chiddik, then you could call it mamish neviyas, because it's like, it's basically neviyas. Either the neviyas is, as he said, the ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh is also a neviyas. It's a neviyas, it comes to you. Then the ruach hakodesh goes ahead and tells you information that you didn't have before. Tells you, the Ruach HaKodesh makes you understand something that you went, Shemevin Lechadek. Ruach HaKodesh, as you understand it, with Svara Mu'etes, but Ruach HaKodesh. Not because you have more Svara. You see, it's Svara Mu'etes. Okay, that could be on the object too, not the Gavra. In other words, it's not that you understand, you understand something which is really not so humanly capable to understand, because you have Ruach HaKodesh. So that's like a nevuah. That really, it's not, the split is very hard to make the split. The split is very fine, and it's not understandable, and you can't really understand that, but the Ruach HaKodesh shows it to you. So Tzivos in Ervin, it comes out very nice if you would say this. So it comes out that Tzivos in Ervin is learning, it's like with a Ruach HaKodesh, so he adds the words Ruach HaKodesh. So his is also a form of nevuah, so ruach hakodesh. So therefore, he has very good. He's able to split between there and the Gemara and Bechayris, because the Gemara and Bechayris says it's also kidivrei neviyos. But our Tosfos will say holds like Rabbeinu Gershon and like Rabbeinu Chana, like Rimi Gash, and would like to claim the Ritva that it's derech that you get it through your chachma. It's coming through your chachma. It's not coming through Ruach HaKodesh. It's coming through your chachma, through your haravanya. Because they rove chachma so. your brilliance figured it out. So then it's only the Shvach is also a kid, Divrei Nevi'ahs. So therefore, our Tovus couldn't make that chiddik. So therefore, our Tovus was stuck. So he had to go ahead, and what can you do? The chiddik that the Tovus in Ervin says, our Tovus felt is too daichik. Memeira, he went ahead, and he had to say that this very big daichik, that the Hemshach is the word not Nevi'ahs, even though they mean two totally different things. It's a very, very big daichik. Okay, that's what I would like to claim. So that answers the first question. The first question was, why didn't our Taifas, what's our Taifas' big problem over there in Bukharis? It says, Kid Divrei Nevi'ahs. Also saying, Kid Divrei Nevi'ahs. Teretz is because Taifas holds that even what Rav Avdimi meant is also Kid Divrei Nevi'ahs. Okay. Taifas in Ervin does make that chiddik. So I'm claiming that Tovus in Ervin was pshat number two. If you don't like that, you'll just have to say that Tovus in Ervin is ready to make the chiddik and our Tovus isn't. But this is much, much nicer. Okay. Now, that answers our other problem. Our other problem was that Tovus' lashon is very unclear. Because Tovus goes ahead and says, he says, what's pshat? He says, lo deshvach, eda kaloimar sha'omer belotam. So we ask the question, Omer Belotam is not a clear way of speaking, because even if you said Nevi'ahs, it's also Omer Belotam. Right? So you're not Taifas. If you wanted to say the opposite of Nevi'ahs, the opposite of Nevi'ahs is not Omer Belotam. So it says, don't say it means Nevi'ahs, but rather it means Omer Belotam. But Nevi'ahs is also Omer Belotam. Teretz is, that's what we according to us, it's no question, because it's not true. Because we're saying Nevi'ahs, the choice of Nevi'ahs is not Omer Belotam, because we're saying Tovus is in the Ritva. So the choice of Nevi'ahs, even would even be if he would be in the middle of Pshat too, probably. But the choice of Nevi'ahs is that you Mirov Hachmaso, so you have time. Right? In other words, we're saying that Tovus did not hold of the Otzer Gan Isfard. He didn't hold of the possibility, what we say in the Pashas of the Shita Mekubetzas. He didn't hold of the Ritvos of the Rambans Havamina. So he held that the Tzad of the Shvach of Divrei Nevi'ahs means that your brain figured it out with your time. So then when Tovus says, it's not Lodeshvach, Lodeshvach means that it's like Rav Avdimi ben Chaifa, that your brain figured out because you became brilliant and you figured out the time, but rather Omer Belotam. So it's a perfect contrast because it's completely different. So therefore, that answers our other problem, that Tovus is lashon. He's not clearly verbalizing his point. He's mamish, the perfect contrast. And now we have the answer to our other third kasha. We had a kasha that which we thought was almost impossible to answer, that Chayra Taifas Pashas to Rashi. And Rashi says, Belotam. So why doesn't Taifas quote Rashi? Edomai, you say he didn't quote Rashi, because Rashi is ambiguous. So then we should say, can't cause of Rashi, or he shouldn't say anything, say, you know, whatever. Edomai, he doesn't quote Rashi because Belotam is ambiguous. Well, Belotam is ambiguous, so why does Tosfos use the same ambiguous lashon? Well, Teretz says it's very nice, because Belotam is ambiguous if you hold like pshat number one. If you hold like pshat number three, Belotam is not ambiguous. Even if pshat number two probably is not ambiguous, but for sure not in pshat number three. So pshat is like this. Tosfos looks at Rashi. Rashi, we don't know. Because theoretically, from Rashi at the end of the sugya, it's mashma, that Rashi's learning. It's definitely not learning like the Ritva. Rashi learns that the person got it derech nevuah. He didn't get it derech chachma, right? There's a machlokes between Rabbeinu Gershom and the Rashi. So Tovus sees in Rashi that Rashi's not learning like Rabbeinu Gershom. He's not learning like the Rimi Gash. Rashi's learning is coming derech nevua. They don't figure out derech chachma. Could be, I don't know if it's not, Rashi Pash might be, that he's learning like shot number one, like the Ramban's Havamina, like the simple, the Shita Mekubetzes, as Mamish Nevias, like the Gainei Svart. So therefore, if Rashi is learning shot number one, then when Rashi says, Divrei Nevias below time, that could be Shvach, because in shot number one, that's what it is. In shot number one, when you say, when Rav Avdimi Min Chaifa said that Achamim today are Nevi'im, it means that they get Mamish Nevuah. They get a dream, they get a chazan, they get told information. And they might not have that, they might not have the time, they just get the, this is it, Urim V'tumim. They get a message from Shemayim. Go turn right. Why don't they tell you the time? So when Tavis looks at Rashi, Tavis is not going to quote Rashi, because Rashi is not clear. You don't know. We don't know clearly what Rashi holds. There's definitely room to say that Rashi, the Shitoso of later, that he argues with Rabbeinu Gershom and Rimi Gash, and he's learning that there's coming Derech Nevuah. So the Parsha Pshat in Rashi is a Rashi Pshat number one. If Rashi is Pshat number one, so then to saying below time is not necessarily an insult. It could also be a shvach. It's not clear. So Rashi is Tavis would never quote Rashi. Tavis would say Rashi supports me. I can even get Rashi doesn't support you. Yesh Malkum to say when Rashi said below time and he meant a shvach. But Tavis is shitaso. The Tavis is saying that we're saying a Tavis, a whole Tavis is predicated on the fact that he learns that like the Ritva. That's why he doesn't. He can't be deichik the Gemara and Bechiris. If he learns like they're written, that's what he's saying. That lo deshvach, kamar omer b'dal time. When he's telling you that the opposite of shvach is b'dal time, b'dal time, because he's learning that shvach is yes time. So he's learning shvach is yes time. So then he's speaking clearly, because in Taisus's world. In other words, in Tavis' world, that Yerim Pshat number three, below time is the opposite of Divrei Nevias, of that being the Nevias of the Shvach. In Rashi's world, that Yerim Pshat number one, below time is not the opposite of Divrei Shvach. So therefore, it's very good. Tavis' mom is speaking clear. He's not even saying, he's saying the exact opposite. The opposite of Shvach would be, Shvach would mean that they figured out with Rav Chachmaso. The opposite is below time. Beautiful. Tavis speaks exactly clearly the two opposites. But he wasn't going to quote Rashi because he knows that there theoretically there's another Shitas Rishayim out there, which is the Pashtus of the Shita Mekubetzes. You know, the Pashtus around Ramban's Havamina. And the Gainei Svard, which is, well, he's not a Rishon, he's an Achron, but okay. So he knows that sheet is out there. So therefore, he couldn't bring a Rai from Rashi, because Rashi maybe meant something completely different. Okay, you by definition, by Tavis saying but that it's not a Shvach, this is, so you understand that he's not in Rashi, okay? But the Maisa, he couldn't bring a Rai from Rashi, even though Rashi uses the same words, because in Rashi's world, where we're not learning like the Ritva, it's possible, I'm not saying it's mukhlof, but it's definitely possible to say that below time could be a shrach, because below time could mean that's tam and nevuah. So therefore, that I think that answered all the kashas. I think so. I think I answered all the kashas? I think so. So again, just to run through it, so the pshat in the Rimi Gash and Rabbeinu Gersh, and they're like the Ritva, and they're even clearer than the Ritva, that is, you figure it out, Meirov Chachmaso, which means it's your brain that figures it out. Tosfos doesn't like the Deichik in Bechairis, because even when we say that Nevuah to Nevi'im is Mizmanazeh, it's only Kid Divrei Nevi'is, because if you learn like the Ritva, it's really not Nevi'is at all. It's not a Nevi'is, it's a Chachma. So therefore, the Lashon is a good Diyik. The Lashon is Shver, because it's exactly the same. Tavis in your Erevin held like the middle level. That's Ruach HaKodesh, which is some form of Nevuah. And therefore, he he could not give that answer, and he didn't. Therefore, he could give that answer, and that's why there's a machlekes in the Taisusim, and it's the same machlekes as Rishayim. The machlekes is a Rabban Tamas Gana, and the lashon of Taisus is very clear, because Taisus in since Taisus is shita, so the opposite of getting it from the vias, which really means derech chachma, is to say below time. Okay. You figured it all out already before.
What exactly is the Rabbeinu Gershom Halach?
Rabbeinu Gershom Halach means that the chacham is that Hashem gives the chachma real.